Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't sound too hot this time. All right. Praise the Lord, everyone. Joy to the world. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, has come. I'm going to do this part two to our Father's good and perfect gifts today. We started it last week. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and praise you. Father, we thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you, our Heavenly Father, the Father of lights. And we thank you that you never change, that you are unchanging. We thank you that your mind never changes and you don't take your gifts back, that they're ours for all of eternity. You are so awesome and so wonderful. You're such a good, good Father. We praise you. And I just ask you, Holy Spirit, as I continue to teach and share this message, not only about the gifts that the Father gives us, but the gifts that Jesus gives us. And Holy Spirit, the incredible spiritual gifts that you've given us, that you would just add your blessing, your anointing, and that you would speak to our hearts, and that we would receive from you all that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Check, 1, 2, 1, 2, test, 1, 2.
She's COVID free, by the
way. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Well, that's plenty loud enough. Check, check. Lord, we love you and praise you. Our Father's good and perfect gifts. Second part. So last week we talked about how during the Christmas season everyone's shopping for that good and, if possible, perfect gift for that special friend or beloved family member. We talked about and we declared that we don't agree with the unbiblical origin of the Christmas holiday that was put in place by the popes of the past, nor do we agree with the commercialization of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. The over-commercialization, should I say. But we also agreed that we see nothing wrong with the tradition of giving gifts for Christmas, because by doing so, we're imitating our Father God, who loves to give the most excellent gifts to all his children, to all who have received his children by believing in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. The principle of giving gifts to his friends and family members is one of the greatest attributes of our amazing Heavenly Father. We also said that as we give our gifts to one another, it's a great time to reflect on all the spiritual gifts and the gifts that Father God has given us, that he's lavished on us. But it's not only the Father who gives gifts, but we know that Jesus has given us gifts, and the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts. So last week, some of the gifts that we looked at, the perfect gifts from the Father, were adoption into his family as children of God, salvation, the gift of righteousness, and the gift of eternal life, which he gave to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. But let's look at some of the gifts that Jesus has given us. Of course, the most important gift of all that Jesus gave to us is what? Salvation and the gift of himself. I love the verses in the Bible that says he gave himself for us. He gave himself for us. If he hadn't been willing to become flesh and dwell among us, to give himself as the perfect sacrifice on the cross, to be that, starting as that little babe in the manger there, to take on flesh and become one of us, but then grow up to be the perfect sacrifice on the cross, to shed his blood and have his body broken, to give his life for us, to save us from our sin, which is what the angel said in the book of Matthew. The reason that his name is Jesus is because he will save his people from their sin. His name, Jesus, literally means God's salvation. So if he hadn't been willing to save us from sin, Satan, and this present evil world, then none of the other spiritual gifts would have even been possible. Listen to some of these amazing verses of Scripture that tell us why Jesus gave himself for us as the perfect gift or as the perfect sacrifice. Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, I'm going to read from the Amplified. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a sacrifice to atone for our sins, to save and sanctify us, so that he might rescue us from this present evil age and world order. Hallelujah! Not only has he saved us from sin, saves us and sanctifies us, but he has saved us from this present evil age and this entire world order. That's why he gave himself for us. And Paul ends that with, let me repeat that. So that he might rescue us from this present evil age and world order, and it was in accordance with the will and purpose and plan of God our Father. To him be ascribed all glory through the ages of ages. Amen. We give him all the glory. That's why we give him all the glory. And we'll be giving him all the glory for all of eternity. Hallelujah. Then Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who what? Who loved me and gave himself for me. There's a very personal one right there. He gave himself for me, for you, for each one of us. And another one of my favorites is Titus chapter 2, verse 14. It says, Jesus willingly gave himself to be crucified on our behalf. Why? To redeem us and purchase our freedom from all wickedness, and to purify for himself a chosen and very special people to be his own possession. Those who would be enthusiastic for doing what is good. Those are great verses that talk about why Jesus gave himself for us as a gift, as the perfect sacrifice. We know that he came to set us free from sin, to save us from sin, redeem us and purchase us from all wickedness, so that we could be holy, put the Holy Spirit in us, purify us for himself. He wants people that are purified and made holy. He wanted his own special people to be his possession. We are his own special people. He gave himself as a gift to us so that we could become his own special people. But he wants people who are what? Enthusiastic for doing good deeds. People on fire for doing what is right, for speaking what is right, for standing up for righteousness and for truth, for sharing the gospel. That's an incredible verse. Incredible verse to ponder and to meditate on. Second, Jesus gave us the gift of the promised Holy Spirit. Did you know Jesus was the one who gave the Holy Spirit? There's an old song called, And the Gift Goes On, And the Gift Goes On. The Father gave the Son gave the Spirit. The Spirit gives us life and the gifts so that we can continue to give that love, and it just goes on and on and on and on. That's the whole meaning of the song. But the Father gave the Son, and Jesus gave the Spirit. We know that because John the Baptist said in John chapter 1, verse 32, then John said, I also did not know who the Messiah was, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, you will see the Spirit come down and rest on a man. He is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen this happen. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven like a dove and rest on him. So this is what I tell people. He is the Son of God. And then we know that Jesus was the one who literally poured out and gave the Holy Spirit to us on the day of Pentecost. How do we know that? Because Acts chapter 2, verses 32 and 33 tell us that. In Peter's awesome first sermon, where 3,000 people got saved, he says this in verse 32. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you now see and hear. So Jesus was the one who gave us the gift. The promise was from the Father, but Jesus is the one who got to give us the gift and pour out the gift of the Holy Spirit upon all of us. Jesus also gave us the gift of peace. Not as the world knows peace, but his peace. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isn't that a great verse for everything that we've been going through for the last couple of years? His peace. We don't have to be afraid. Don't have to let your heart be troubled or be afraid. It's interesting that Jesus gave this, his peace, right before he was going to the cross. So literally, this was part of his will. He said, I'm writing my will. This is part of my will. In my will, I'm going to give you my peace. It's exactly what he was doing. Jesus didn't give us material things, but something that money can't buy. How many of you know money can't buy peace? Not his peace. Not the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Peace, inward peace, peace of conscience, and especially the peace that arises from knowing that our sins have been forgiven, that we are pardoned by God, that we are saved, and we have the gift of eternal life, and that we have been reconciled with God. There's no greater peace than that. That is the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and that's the peace Jesus gave us. But not only peace, because we know that we're reconciled with God, but peace in the midst of any circumstance. And you can remember when Jesus, when the disciples were on the storm, in the boat in the stormy sea, what did he do? He just spoke the word. He said, peace, be still. And that's the peace that he gives us in our lives. And we can have that peace no matter what kind of storm we're going through. He can give it to us. Why? Because he purchased it with his blood. He purchased us with his blood. It's not given as the world gives. He doesn't give it sparingly, selfishly, or just for a short little time. Everything, including his peace, everything that Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit gives us is eternal. It's forever. His peace is forever. Hallelujah. His peace is our precious gift. So let's not allow our hearts to be troubled or afraid, no matter what everyone else may be trying to tell us. Thank you, Jesus, for your unshakable, unchangeable peace. Amen. What's another gift that Jesus gave us? He gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19, one of Pastor Harvey's, if not his favorite verse. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Hallelujah. Jesus gave awesome special gifts to the church when he ascended on high. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 and verses 11 and 12. Each one of us has received a special gift in proportion to what Christ has given us. As the scriptures say, when he went up to the very heights, he took many captives with him and he gave gifts to people. Verse 11, Ephesians 4:11. It was he who gave gifts to people. He appointed some to be apostles, others to be prophets, others to be evangelists, others to be pastors, and others to be teachers. He gave these gifts, and he did this to prepare all God's people for the work of ministry, for the work of Christian service, and to make the body of Christ stronger. Isn't that awesome? Thank God for those incredible gifts that Jesus gave us when he ascended on high, what he gave to the church, for apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, to equip the church, to equip all the saints for the work of ministry, and to keep the church healthy and strong. Now let's look at some perfect gifts that the Holy Spirit's given to us. I thought it was interesting in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, the modern version says this, and it's talking about our great salvation, that we, if we've been given such a great salvation, that we should never neglect it. So Hebrews 2, verses 3 and 4 says this: we must pay attention to the salvation that we have that is so great. It was the Lord Jesus who first told people about it. So Jesus first began to preach his salvation through him and the message of the kingdom of God. And those who heard him proved to us that it is true. God also proved it by using miraculous signs, wonders, and all kinds of miracles. And he proved it by giving people various gifts through the Holy Spirit in just the way that he wanted. So one of the awesome ways that God has spread the message of the gospel and the message of salvation is by giving people various gifts through the Holy Spirit, just the way that he wanted to. And we know what those gifts are. We're going to read through that list of some of the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. These are all the gifts of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they're all from the same Spirit, from the Holy Spirit. There are different ways to serve, but we serve the same Lord. There are different ways that God works in people, but it is the same God who works in all of us to do everything. Something from the Spirit can be seen in each person. The Spirit gives this to each one to help others. The Spirit gives one person the ability to speak with wisdom. The same Spirit gives another person the ability to speak with knowledge. The same Spirit gives faith to one person, and to another he gives gifts of healing. The Spirit gives the one person, excuse me. The power to do miracles. To another, the ability to prophesy. To another, the ability to judge what is from the Spirit and what is not. The Spirit of this, the gift of discernment. The Spirit gives the one person the ability to speak in different kinds of languages, and to another, the ability to interpret those languages. But it is one Spirit, the same Spirit, who does all these things. It's the Holy Spirit who gives all those gifts. And the Holy Spirit decides what gift that he's going to give to each one of us. Amen? Thank God for the perfect gifts that have been given to us by the Father, by his Son Jesus, and by the awesome Holy Spirit. They're gifts of special grace, spiritual gifts, sanctifying grace, the gift of faith, the gift of hope, the gift of love, the gift of repentance, the gift of righteousness, pardoning grace, that adopting grace that lets us know that we're children of God now. He gives us spiritual strength, the gift of peace and joy, comfort. And thank God for persevering grace. So we can serve him and stay strong to the end. He's given us the gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, to be with him in his presence forever. He alone has the power to give that to us, and he has given it to all of his children, to all who call upon his name, call upon the name of Jesus. And praise God, once he gives us those perfect gifts, they are ours forever. Absolutely no one can steal them from us. They don't decay, they don't rust, they don't fade away. They're ours forever. Isn't that awesome? The world has nothing like that to offer us. Once we become children of God, we'll always be his children. For no one, he says, no one can take us out of his hand. So as Peter says, we look forward to possessing the rich blessings that God gives to his children. And he keeps all of them for us in heaven, protected in heaven. He protects them where they cannot decay or spoil or fade away or be stolen from us. And all these gifts flow from the unchangeable love of God the Father, the amazing grace of Jesus Christ his Son, and they flow from the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit to all the children of God. Thank God for the sweet communion that we have with the Holy Spirit every day of our lives as we're with him and he lives in us and his gifts flow to us. The list of spiritual gifts that we just looked at today doesn't even scratch the surface of all the spiritual gifts, especially the spiritual gifts. Not just the, he gives us so many gifts in the natural. I mean, our home, our food, our clothing, all those things he gives to us. But the spiritual gifts that he's given to us, I believe that our Father God has given us so many wonderful gifts. And he has so many more extravagant gifts that he wants to give to us. But there's something that we need to do when you're giving gifts in that exchange or that process of gift giving. There's always a giver and a receiver. So he gives the gifts and we receive the gifts. He's the giver, we're the receivers. But how do we receive those gifts? The same way we receive the gift of salvation. By grace through faith. We receive those gifts from him by grace through faith. It's by grace he gives them to us, by his amazing grace. But we have to apply our faith and receive the gifts that he has for us from him. But also, when we're giving gifts, we don't just receive, we usually do what? We reciprocate by giving gifts back, right? So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to have a gift exchange with the Holy Spirit. We're going to give him our gifts of praise and worship and prayer. And I would suggest even giving yourself back to him as a gift, completely devoting yourself to him today. And then ask him for the gifts that you need in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit. I believe he has new gifts for each one of us to receive by faith today. Whatever the gift that you need today, as you give him the gift of worship and your praise, sacrifices of praise, and give yourself to him, ask him. Do you need salvation for family members? Ask him. Healing in your body or mind? You need more power from the Holy Spirit to better serve him? Ask him. He longs to give those things to us. Do you need more gifts of the Holy Spirit in your life to minister to the people in your sphere of influence? He longs to give those gifts so that we can bring glory and honor to him and serve him and see the people in our lives saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Do you need deliverance from fear, worry, or doubt about the future? He'll take care of it today. How do I know this? Because his word tells us that he who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. And we know in 1 John, it tells us that if we ask him anything that's according, our Father, anything that's according to his will, he will give it to us. Amen. So I just want to encourage you as the worship team leads you in a few more songs of worship and the Holy Spirit. Give him your praise. Give him the gift of your praise and worship. Give yourself, as Paul said in Romans 12, give him your life, give him your body as a living sacrifice so that you can prove what is that good, perfect, acceptable will of God. Amen? And he will pour out his gifts. And ask him for what gifts you need today. And believe that you're going to receive, but you have to believe by faith that you are receiving those gifts today. And then watch him work mightily throughout this week in your life. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we love you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for the great gifts that you give us. Jesus, you're so awesome. We thank you for all the gifts that you've given us. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are now here with us, living in us and among us. And Holy Spirit, you have so many great gifts for us. Some of us have received those gifts and we use them. Some of us haven't received those gifts. We know about them, but we haven't received those gifts by faith. I pray today, Holy Spirit, that as everybody continues to worship, that you would pour out gifts, that you would make those gifts, you would reveal, you would give a revelation of the gifts that you want to use in each and every person here today and release those gifts, that they can, every one of us can use them in our sphere of influence to minister to the people that you have put in our lives in a special, awesome way. Lord, release the gift of healing where people need to go and pray for loved ones and see healing happen. Holy Spirit, release the gift of words of wisdom and knowledge, the words of discernment. Release the gift of miracles today, Holy Spirit. We know about them now. We know you have them for us, and we just say we receive them. We receive them today, and we believe that we've received them. And now we can go and use those gifts for your glory, for your honor, and for the kingdom of God to see Jesus lifted high and glorified. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.